So I'll be sharing this morning about the passing away of Jared Joiner just 4 days ago. The Word of God tells us that there is an accuser that accuses us day and night before God. There are certain sensitive people like Jared who set an unattainable bar for themselves that allow these accusations to break their spirit and damage their soul. They cannot cope with this yoke that sits upon them, and they seek relief in many different ways from this burgeoning pain, and that becomes a downward spiral. In the book of Romans, chapters 7 and 8, Paul describes the way through and out of this dilemma when he shares about the good that we all, without exception, might want to do but can't because of our own limited strength, but which can be lived through the grace of Jesus Christ within us. When Jared was awakened to this truth, he grasped it and sought many times to take it into his lovely heart. When he went to live in Melbourne, that was where he died on Thursday, in the intensive care ward in the hospital. He took his Bible with him and also some of our discussion notes on these scriptures that he asked me to print out for him. But the pressure of his inner conflicts became too great. He became weakened in resolve as his own mind and heart also accused him. His loving family reached out to assure and encourage him, but his independence drove him to fight this battle on his own and in his own way. And that was not wise. He got lost in the fog of that war and got stuck and couldn't go forward. Whatever Jared put his poor body and soul through to ease that pain ended up depleting his energy and exhausting all the inner and outer reserves that he had, and ultimately stopped his lovely heart from beating. He is now absent to the body and present with the Lord. Coral was by his side. The girls were there at the hospital, Melinda and Carly. Coral put her phone next to his ear. He was on life support. So I just prayed into his spirit, and I know that his spirit received the prayer. Jared went to Melbourne to sort things out for himself in his inner struggle, put himself in the care of welfare and rehab in one form or another. Coral would go to search for him time and again. That's when she told me about him taking his Bible. I'd pray with Coral many times. Here on the phone, we would be texting, trying to get in touch with Jared. Sometimes you could, sometimes you couldn't. You'd lose his phone, you'd have to get another one, and he couldn't somehow pay to keep it going. But I remember Coral praying a prayer, and she was reminding us of this yesterday, that echoed the words of a song sung by Lauren Daigle called You Say. And I'm going to play that in a few moments to us. The Apostle Paul speaks to us about the ever-present reality of God's presence with us and the struggle of the soul to be at home in one place or the other. Because he's now absent to the body and present with the Lord. Paul speaks in one place about being absent to the body and present with the Lord in Corinthians. He says in another place that whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. It's in Romans chapter 14. Jared struggled in his soul to know God. And at the same time, he didn't feel at home in this world. Paul also talks about other kinds of people with self-confidence who don't struggle in their soul to know God, but they make this world their only home. It's a different thing. Still struggles. But their only struggle is to get as much out of it for themselves as they can. Paul even says in another place about himself in Philippians, he says, sometimes I want to live here and at other times I don't. For I long to go and be with Christ. How much happier for me than being here. But he balances that out with a reality that he was, his very life, was this the reality, and that is that he says, but the fact is that I can be of more help to you by staying. Paul knew the struggle. We all know the struggle. The Jared that I knew so well, that Jared that could get it all together, he could make you laugh, he could make you know you were loved and appreciated, and he did this for so many people, he blessed them. The final word that Paul has on these things is found in another place. When Paul writes to Timothy, and he puts it very simply, he simply says, be present to what's going on in the world of the Spirit. I'll say that again. Be present to what is going on in the world of the Spirit. We can be very present to what's going on in this world. In fact, it wants to take you prisoner. But in other words, do you know deep down that God is always present with you in your struggle to know him? Do you know it? Having mercy on your weaknesses. That's our God. And do you know deep down that you can be present with him It's a two-way thing. Do you know that he's present with mercy on your weaknesses? But do you know in your head and in your heart that you're present with him? Does that time that you're occupying allow you to alert yourself to that reality? You are present with him. In the midst of your blessings, in the midst of your struggles. That is really what it is all about. I remember praying with Coral because he was down in Melbourne. When he was in other places, I would say to Coral, I'm praying that God will bring him home, not realizing how that prayer would be answered. So Paul has summed it up saying, be present to what's going on in the world of the Spirit. When he writes to Timothy, he says, it's a very simple scripture, but you've got to look behind the scripture to see what it's really saying. It says in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, be ready in season and out of season. The word ready in the original language means be present. That's all it means. Be there. Ready. Not somewhere else. In season and out of season. They're interesting words that are used there too. The word for in season is eukairos. The word out of season is akairos. Eukairos and akairos. Kairos means appointed time. It's God's appointed time. It's not just chronos. It's not just tick-tock. It is those times. Be present in those eukairos, good times. That's what you is like. The Gospels starts the word eulogia is EU, good news, good logia, good logic, good news. Eukairos is the good times, but it's not just good times, it means the appointed times of the blessing of God on your life, the times of thanksgiving. Be present, do the thanking. We're encouraged to do that. And the akairos are the tough times, the challenge and the testing. Be there, be present, knowing that he's present with his mercy. The beautiful thing that I just carry in my heart now with Coral and the family, and as we as at home as a family, just know that God makes all things beautiful in his time. And he has put eternity in the human heart. That's our God.
Keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every